to my 13-year-old self, I tell you, you're beautiful. You're worthy of so much love, especially self-love. Don't hesitate on loving yourself even more. Being selfish for the right reasons is not a bad thing. Somebody else's no is somebody else's yes. And that laughter that's a bit awkward and different to everybody else's has even been described as the 8th wonder of the world. True story. So keep laughing. I love you.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show, the show where we explore brain power and its link to brand influence. Today we have a special Women's Day episode where women share the advice they would give to their 13-year-old self about becoming a woman. A retrospective. I sent out a request to women at all levels from all backgrounds. We received responses from CEOs, artists, students, unemployed people, entrepreneurs, women who own startups, and more. But most importantly, women from every racial background. Literally, a variety of African cultures, Indian, white, mixed race, and the beauty in the following podcast is, in fact, the rich diversity of female participants. The common thread running through all of them is that every woman has a unique journey, and these retrospectives are raw and true to their specific journey. Hope you are as inspired and moved as I am. Enjoy.
Tim, I would tell my 13-year-old self, baby girl, your period is here to stay. Learn very early on to see the signs. That big pimple, feeling fat, miserable, and sometimes a bit ugly. Want to kill your little brother or your sister or bite your mom's head off? Just know it's that period talking. Keep your mouth shut when it's that time of the month. Not everybody understands what you're going through. Having to ask for forgiveness to a dear friend for saying something really inappropriate will be much more embarrassing. So, just rather learn to bite your tongue when it's that time of the month.
There will be days when you want to give up because of the bad choices you made along the way. Don't give up. You can overcome anything. There will be times when you will not know what your life purpose is. And it is okay, because all the small experiences will be preparing you to fulfill your purpose at a much bigger scale. You will fall in love. And when it ends, don't stop loving in permanent ink. You are awesome, and I love you. From your 31-year-old self.
Hi, Timothy. My name is Didi Nkele Tlape, and what I tell my 13-year-old self about becoming a woman is I tell her to love herself, to get to know her, to embrace her flaws, and to run with everything, to take each learning and each struggle that comes as an opportunity to grow and develop. I definitely tell my 13-year-old self that you are beautiful and the world is full of possibilities. Thank you.
I would tell a 13-year-old Nqobile Sibanyoni to love yourself with every mistake, with every bad decision you are about to make, but do not forget to forgive yourself and be happy with yourself, and do not seek anybody's approval. The world is not safe for women. The world is not catered for women. So women and their issues are sidelined. So you find yourself a sacred place where you recharge, unwind, and remind yourself who you are and how much you are about to accomplish. If you ever want to give up, don't. Get up. We need women like you. If you feel worthless and alone, call to God. If not, Google the Anxiety and Depression Helpline. I love you.
Dear 13-year-old me, embrace double take beauty. You're so focused on your scars and you're so focused on trying to heal and trying to get plastic surgery, but you're failing to realize that the scars are making you who you are. Embrace it. Enjoy it. Live it. Because you are better from those scars.
Hello, my darling. I know that you are feeling scared and anxious and confused right now, and that is okay. Know that part of becoming a woman is about trusting life's process, trusting yourself, and focusing on learning life's lessons rather than getting stuck in the suffering and pain. Hindsight is going to teach you that you are so much stronger than how you feel right now, and that like a phoenix, you will rise each and every time that you choose to. I love you.
There's no formula of living life, but you have to ensure that you account for all your decisions. Don't always expect people to sympathize, understand, or feel sorry for you. especially when you have to make difficult decisions. And life is not only about good choices. There's always a lesson to bad ones. And always learn to forgive yourself and move on. You only live once, and you're responsible for your own happiness.
Wait. I know this is getting good, but I need to remind you before continuing. Have you heard the show on the Mandela Effect, or the show about where I tell the story about attending Trevor Noah's TV show taping in New York, or the recent show we did about understanding the science of pleasure? Make sure you subscribe and go back and listen to previous episodes. Okay, now apologies. Let's continue.
This is Alicia, and here's my message. You have been taught to be strong, but you will stumble, you will fall. Sometimes you will crawl, but you will also learn to fly. It is your journey, and you are unique. Trust your instincts, and you will learn to grab the right opportunities. You will learn from your mistakes, but it will also make you wiser and stronger. Go for it, because deep inside, you know who you are, and you will learn to trust the woman you will become. From your toughest moments, you will find strength and understand who you are. Keep exploring with vigor and very little expectations, and let life surprise you in the most unexpected ways. Life will be challenging, but embrace it, and it will be as beautiful as you will choose to see it.
Hi, my name is Lahanya Lindsay from Botswana. If I were to advise my 13-year-old self about becoming a woman, the first thing I'd say to her is that redefine the word beauty and give it a meaning that only makes sense to yourself, and also allow every experience that you go through in life to mold and guide you into the woman you've always been meant to become.
There's no formula of living life, but you have to ensure that you account for all your decisions. Don't always expect people to sympathize, understand, or feel sorry for you, especially when you have to make difficult decisions. And life is not only about good choices. There's always a lesson to bad ones. And always learn to forgive yourself and move on. You only live once, and you're responsible for your own happiness.
As a 13-year-old girl, your body goes through a number of changes. Sometimes this can be scary, but I think it's very important for you to remember that that's part of making you the incredible woman that you're about to become. I think it's also very important to embrace all these changes, as it all plays a role in the beauty of life and also in the beauty of a woman.
Timothy, saw your post on Facebook. What would I have told my 13-year-old younger self? The one thing is, just relax. Everything is going to be okay. Dream big. Believe in the impossible. Work towards it. Work hard. And don't let anything around you put you down because of the circumstances that you've grown up in. You can make magic in your life, and when you put your mind to anything, you can do it. And live for your passions. Don't do anything because somebody else has told you to do that and because society tells you that that's what you need to do. I think the biggest thing I've learned is that I can do anything I put my mind to, and if, as long as it's driven by passion, that's the way to go.
Hi, Rianette, my 13-year-old self. I want to let you know that in the future, there's going to be a thing called social media, and it will require of you to sometimes be someone and something that you're not. But I want you to remember that authenticity, your true self, will always be the best, because you are marvelously and wonderfully made, and nothing that's being said online determines your value. So travel safely on the cyber highway and always be authentic.
Young Funeka, I do want to tell you one thing. What you are experiencing is depression, and it can be cured.
Dear Mary, you are special. You are super special. You're an amazing young girl who is going to achieve amazing things. There'll be many, many moments that are scary, many moments where you'll doubt yourself, many moments where you'll want to give up. And it's okay. You are meant to experience that. As long as you are loving and kind to yourself, you will take no nonsense from anyone, and you will be able to achieve a lot because you are special, amazing, and awesome.
I would tell my 13-year-old self that progress happens outside of your comfort zone.
Thanks so much to every woman who made time to send your stories. Happy Women's Day, and I hope hearing the stories of other women and their retrospectives has moved you as well. This was, on so many levels, a big moment for me. I appreciate you having the confidence to share your stories, and perhaps we should consider a part two. Let me know if you think I should add men to this. Maybe I should ask men what men would tell their 13-year-old self about how to treat women. Please take a moment to rate our show. A 5 would be nice. And when you rate and comment, just remember it helps your friends find us. Happy Women's Day. Thanks for listening to the Brain and Brand Show.
This is CliffCentral.com.